Ted Cruz, U.S. must support Israel for as long as it takes to eradicate Hamas. By Christina Wong on October 27, 2023. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, on Friday evening called on the United States to support Israel for as long as it takes. As the Middle East democracy began its ground offensive against Hamas terrorists that killed more than 1,200 in brutal attacks on October 7. There is now only one acceptable policy for the United States. We must ensure that our Israeli allies have all the weapons and all the time they need to utterly eradicate Hamas. For as long as it takes, Cruz said in a statement, as the offensive got underway. President Joe Biden has pledged to support Ukraine for as long as it takes, but has not made a similar pledge with Israel, who is an actual ally. On the contrary, the Biden administration in recent days has called on Israel for a humanitarian pause to allow more aid to Gaza. Cruz hit back against appeasement of Hamas. The Israeli government has the right and indeed the obligation to ensure the security of its citizens. For decades, our Israeli allies have sought to counter Hamas's terrorism while the international community, including, and far too often, the United States, urged engagement and appeasement, Cruz said. Those approaches inevitably strengthened and emboldened Hamas, forcing Israel to deploy military force, which quickly and inevitably led to international pressure on Israel to accept inconclusive outcomes. Hamas's atrocities should put an end to any debates over the viability of such tactics and strategies, he continued. Cruz also noted that Americans were killed in Hamas's attacks earlier this month. The success of Israel's operation is vital to the national security of the United States. The weekend of October 7, Hamas also killed over 24 Americans and took an unknown number hostages, itself one of the most significant terrorist attacks on American civilians in history. A terrorist attack on Americans anywhere in the world poses a threat to Americans everywhere in the world, unless deterrence is restored by holding those terrorists accountable, he said. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters.